The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Okay, thank you. We are just running very, very late. It's my first day.
Very late. Let's jump right into this because it is a big news week here in Israel.
Let's do it. Okay, Rolene, just before we do that, Gimpel the Fool has actually sent through a message for you. It says, "Hi, Rolene. In view of the amazing discovery made by Mossad and presented by Bibi to the world a few days ago, what do you think John Kerry and Barack Obama are saying now? Great question."
Well, Gimpel knows he's always my voice of reason and rationale, and we have a very lovely Twitter relationship, Gimpel and I. In fact, Gimpel, I would miss you if you didn't ask any questions. But I think that they're not saying much because I think they are wearing a slightly overdone omelette on each of their faces. And, you know, I just want to reiterate, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not there was a smoking gun out of the big reveal, but and I just want to reiterate two major points. First of all, is that you cannot take away from the scope of the operation that actually uncovered or got the archives from Iran to Israel. An exceptional feat by the Mossad and by Israeli intelligence, who had barely gotten the files out of Iran when the authorities were alerted to the fact, the Iranian authorities, that there had been a breach and these files were gone. Also, many people are saying, yes, but Bibi didn't reveal anything new. We all know that Iran was in the process of putting together their nuclear program. And we do need to stress that the treaty was signed basically based on lies, and what this incredible haul does is it shows the pattern of lies. Not only that, is that having these archives could actually be in breach of the context, because in breach of the contract, because it says, according to the contract, it says that they cannot design, develop, acquire, or use computer models to simulate nuclear explosive devices. And after we've shown this, and after we've shown what their intentions are, this is a serious breach of the Iranian agreement. So I don't think that John Kerry and Barack Obama are going to be saying very much now. In fact, I think they would be avoiding a microphone or a camera at all possible occasions.
Crazy. Well, let's see. You know, the world still is in the mindset that Barack Obama could do no wrong. U.S. officials say that Israel used F-15s to bomb targets in Syria. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, last week there was, or a couple of weeks ago, there was news coming out of Syria that Iranian targets, or alleged Iranian-controlled military base in northern Syria, was bombed. And three American officials told NBC News that Israel using F-15 fighter jets, I mean, this is very, very specific when we're talking about information, conducted an airstrike on this alleged Iranian-controlled military base. And these American officials, who are unnamed, they have said that Israel appears to be preparing for some kind of active conflict and is seeking American assistance. And they note the recent visits by our defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, to the U.S. and trips to Israel by senior American officials, including the former head of the CIA, who is now the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And according to NBC, the target was an incoming weapons shipment. From our side, we know that there were at least 200 missiles, and the blast set off measurements on the Richter scale that these blasts were so intent. But no confirmation from our side, but this coming in from the Americans.
It's always a question for me, you know, how much weight do you put on, you know, unnamed sources? Because if somebody's unnamed, there's no responsibility and there's no accountability, and anyone can really say anything.
Well, absolutely. But however, it is the role of journalists to protect their sources. In fact, it's one of the tenets of good journalism.
No, it's the role of journalists to report the truth. That's the role of journalists. right?
Well, one would expect that, but I think living in today's world with the very, very fast-paced news cycle, with propaganda interests by various countries, a lot of news services pandering perhaps to their advertisers, we have seen that it's become very, very difficult to have any proper, what I like to call, good old-fashioned balanced journalism. In fact, working in the field, it is sometimes more often than not very, very frustrating when you have to toe the line of perhaps state-sponsored stations or publications that expect you to write or report in a certain way. I mean, I know dealing with some of the international stations, and we saw with the coverage of the incredible bombshell, pun intended, that Netanyahu dropped on Monday night. We've seen how the international news stations have covered this. They've gone straight for the jugular of Israel instead of covering it from all perspectives.
Yeah. Rolene, unfortunately, that's where we leave it today. Tomorrow, can we please talk about U.S. Ambassador Friedman and his comments on Abbas's speech? And I'm sure that, look, this is a developing story. So I'm sure that there'll be even more that you can share with us tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, if it is still hot on the news, it is very, very much hot on the news today.
Yeah.
But we can certainly talk about that.
Rolene Marks, always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very, very much. And look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. God bless.
God bless.
Bye. That's Rolene Marks. And we'll speak to her tomorrow evening, round about the same time. Thank you so much.